Amazon begins charging both state and local sales tax for South Dakota purchases in February. Democrat and state senator Billy Sutton says lawmakers should include those dollars in the budget that starts July 1st.
That should play into our 2018 revenue projections, at least to some degree. I mean, the estimates prior to this were that we were missing out on $30 to $40 million a year in sales tax that wasn't being collected and remitted because of online purchases.
Sutton says Amazon's share of online sales is a decent chunk of that estimate, so it should result in millions more for South Dakota's coffers. He says the money should flow to the state's priorities. Amazon is sending its first sales tax payment to the state at the end of March. The legislative session ends weeks before those dollars arrive. State leaders say they cannot accurately predict the amount of money sales from Amazon generate. Governor Dennis Dugard says he'd need to use a year's worth of sales, and Amazon won't share that information. The governor says lawmakers should make an intentionally low guess this year and more accurately budget the online sales tax dollars in another legislative session.
We'll have a full year's worth of history by the time we adjourn next year. So I think we're going to have to, again, create a budget that's very conservative for revenue estimates. And then if it turns out that revenue comes in better than that, we can adjust our budget for fiscal year 18 a year from now.
Dugard says he supports budgeting to conservative numbers because it's difficult to take money away from programs when revenues fall short. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina.